From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, recently launched a campaign warning Hendry County residents that local primate breeding facilities could be a hotbed for the Zika virus. The virus causes birth defects in babies of pregnant women. WGCU's Topher Forges reports.
PETA published press releases, took out newspaper ads, and printed door hangers as part of its campaign. It singled out one monkey facility in southwest Florida, Primate Products. The group sparked a federal investigation there last summer when it secretly recorded videos at the facility. The investigation required Primate Products to fix certain conditions and practices at the facility. In its new campaign, PETA wrote the facility has pools of standing water and the monkeys live near swamps, which it argues are both good mosquito habitats. But so far, there have been no Zika infections reported in Hendry County. The Florida Department of Health wrote in an email that the likely carrier of the virus, a mosquito called Aedes aegypti, lives mostly in urban areas. That means it's not likely to show up in the rural parts of Hendry. The agency also wrote the bug only feeds on people. PETA's Alka Channa says infected mosquitoes and people can both travel, meaning an infected person could go to a new population where they might get bitten by another set of mosquitoes. Chanda says there are three monkey facilities in Hendry County with another one on the way. She says if any of the monkeys in their open cages were exposed to the virus, it would create a reservoir for the disease.
It seems prudent that those monkey facilities should be shut down and more monkeys should not be brought in. It just seems like a basic, prudent measure that should be taken in the interest of public health.
Primate Products President Thomas Rowell says this campaign has more to do with the group's opposition to using animals for research.
It's the typical tactic that you see with these animal activist groups, where they provide misinformation to the community with the hopes of instilling fear for the purpose of moving forward at a political agenda.
Still, Rouse says Primate Products has consulted with a professional mosquito control company. He says they have recommendations in place to protect the animals if any Zika cases pop up locally.
They've actually made some recommendations in regards to barrier sprays around the facility on the vegetation, which will help kill mosquitoes once they land on the vegetation. They've also recommended ultra-low volume spraying of the air to help reduce the mosquito population that are flying.
Dr. Scott Weaver studies the Zika virus at the University of Texas Medical Branch. He says Aedes aegypti can bite other animals, but almost exclusively feeds on people. And Weaver says based on the facility's remote location, surrounding canal system, and open cages,
it probably would not be the kind of place I would expect to find a lot of Aedes aegypti unless there are some kind of artificial water containers in the area, a used tire dump, some kind of dump full of bottles or other containers that can accumulate rainwater where Aedes aegypti like to lay their eggs.
Still, Weaver says there's been little effort and a lack of hard data on what kinds of mosquitoes could carry Zika in the Americas, like a species in Florida that can carry the chikungunya virus and is found in rural areas. Weaver says the possibility of a Zika outbreak at Primate Products depends on what kind of mosquitoes the animals would be exposed to and what mosquitoes might transmit Zika in the future. Topher Forges, WGCU News.